Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, and we start off with a shot of Everbank Field. The Jags will be here next Sunday. Week 2, the Tennessee Titans come to town for the home opener. This week, they're at NRG Stadium, Houston, for Week 1 in the National Football League. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Yes,
sir. Were the sprinklers on out there?
I don't know. They might need to turn them off.
That's awesome.
Get ready.
That's awesome.
Make sure they're hydrated on the field. So a lot going on around the Jaguars today, getting ready to head to Houston on Saturday. The news this afternoon, the team is leaving a bit earlier than anticipated, and the team will stay in Houston. That is now official on Sunday night, at least, with Hurricane Irma coming up through the middle of the state. So that's one thing. That's the distraction for this football team to get past all that's happening here in Jacksonville and North Florida, and you're going into an environment where they just went through that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, this is going to be a game of focus and two areas of focus. And John, I'll let you talk to, you know, what is it you've been doing all week with the flag, the J.J. Watt thing? Yeah, I've had to duck my head most of the week sitting next to you. But I'll focus on what I think is Doug Marrone's great task. And that is to get his team focused. And I know we've sat in these offices, in our particular office, with the Weather Channel on all week. I, in particular, have played amateur meteorologist, but a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Let's emphasize amateur.
Amateur. Right, okay. My buddy Mike Burge has nothing to worry about from me. But the point is, my distraction has been family, storm, right? Football has been third this week. And so if it's been that way for me, it's been that way for a lot of people. And forget the players for just a moment, but assistant coaches, medical support staff, training staff, video staff, they've had their focus split also. So the big task for Doug Marrone this week, probably not all that different in terms of its intensity than maybe Jeremy Parnell or Cam Robinson facing those pass rushers, is how do I get my team ready to focus on football from the moment we take off here till the moment that we come back here?
So you weren't 100% this week? I have noticed.
Look, my 75%
is better than
most people's 100%.
That's fair. Here's one thing I was thinking about when they made the announcement today. There's no good thing out of this. It's not ideal to not be traveling back. It's not ideal to have a change in routine. What is smart, announce it now so that the players aren't sitting on their phones at 3:30 on Thursday trying to figure out if they can get back or not. So from our perspective, I'd love to be back Sunday. Ideally, I'd love to be back Sunday. But from the player's concentration point of view, to know now and not have it, it's no longer a distraction now. And my guess is that went into it too of, hey, we have to make a choice before we leave because we don't want to have uncertainty during the game or on Sunday morning.
Doug Marrone has an interesting perspective on this thing. He's been on both sides of a game like this. He was with the Saints, their first game back in the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina. He was with the Bills when they had to leave and go to a neutral site with a 6-foot snowstorm in Buffalo. So he has an idea of how both sides could go here. Let's get to football now, the actual game. We all know the big matchup, defensive line for the Texans, offensive line for the Jags. That's what a lot of people were going to be watching. But let's pick something else. How about that? Jaguars offense. Who are you watching more, I guess, on Sunday? The run game, Leonard Fournette, his NFL debut, or Blake Bortles going into year 4? What are you guys focusing on?
Put me down for Fournette. I think I know where you're headed.
Well, if you're going Fournette, I'll go the other way.
Oh, I figured you'd go there for sure anyway. You're the quarterback guy.
Well, Blake is key for this reason. I do think it will be Fournette in the running game's game if they do well enough early to allow it to be. There's no question they want to run, and I think they'll keep running even without success because I think Fournette will be a 1 yard, 2 yard, and then 8 yards. So you've got to stick with it. Blake's key not because you need him to throw for 300 yards, but you need him not to make the critical error. You don't want his play to turn into Houston points. And when the opportunity is there, you got to make a play. And I think this will be a low-scoring game decided by one or two key plays. When he has a chance, he has to make them.
And I'll go with Fournette because I don't think that Blake Bortles against this matchup, against those pass rushers, is the guy to make the big throw and win the game for you. And so I think in order for him to be successful, you have to be able to run the ball, right? I don't know whether that's 4 yards a carry. I don't know whether that's converting on 3rd and 2. Maybe it's all of that. I don't know how they want to categorize this. But they have got to be able to pound the ball. If you go back to that game in Houston last year, from the middle of the second quarter, until the end of the ballgame, they had one honest-to-goodness, hand-on-the-ground third-down conversion to convert to a first. That's it. Everything else was a failure. They couldn't hold a 20-8 lead against a defense without J.J. Watt. Now, you probably aren't playing with a 20-8 lead, right? So you got to find a way to convert. To me, conversions come on Leonard's back.
And that was such a low point for the offense. Like, oh, I mean, that was maybe Blake's, I don't say worst game. No, but
83 yards pass?
Yeah, I mean, it was just
got the
it
coach
was
fired.
That. Yeah. So, yeah, you want to improve on that. But I still say at some point, if you're going to win the NFL, the quarterback has to make a big play. And I kind of think he's going to play okay. I just have a gut feeling about it. I don't know why, but I think he's going to play well. A
couple of other notes from Doug Marrone today after practice. Patrick Omame is the starting left guard for the Jags, and Dede Westbrook has been ruled out for the game with a core muscle injury. Guys, enjoy Houston. We'll keep it safe here in Jacksonville over the weekend. For Brian Sexton, John Osier, I'm JP Shadrick, and this is Inside the Jaguars presented by FanDuel.